Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on a very snowy, blustery Thursday. Hoping you are staying warm and listening to us. Of course, you are, because you heard me just say that. And joining us right now is a great friend who does a tremendous job, has for a long time, of covering the New England Patriots. Her name is Shalice Manzi-Young. She works for the Boston Globe. Hello, Shalice, and Happy New Year.
Hello, Happy New Year.
So let's talk about Josh McDaniels and the hot candidate, according to a lot of media reports. And the latest is that the Browns would be interviewing him on Saturday, this window of opportunity to interview assistant coaches before their teams embark on full preparation for the postseason. Your thoughts right there on a guy who's had his kick at the can of a head coach coaching job with Denver, didn't go so well, and obviously resurfacing in New England and doing a terrific job as a coordinator. What do you think, if you think this, makes him more ready for the head coaching opportunity now than he was perhaps for the Denver job?
You know, I think there's certainly something to be said for people, you know, taking a step back and hopefully reassessing the things they did well and the things they didn't do well the first time they're given a chance. And, you know, I assume that Josh has done that and he's had time to do that. I think obviously when you, you know, work with Tom Brady and you're able to have the success with a team like the Patriots that Josh has had since returning to the Patriots, it certainly makes you an attractive candidate. We saw that happen with Adam Gates, the offensive coordinator of the Broncos. Well, he works with Peyton Manning, so now he's attractive as well. But, you know, I think that I haven't heard directly, but I think certainly, you know, Josh is older. I mean, let's not forget he was only 32 when he was initially hired by the Broncos, and that's very young to me to be an NFL head coach. And, you know, he's a little older now, and like I said, he's had time to step back. I'm sure he and Bill have continued to have discussions about, you know, what it takes to be an NFL head coach and those sorts of things. And he has seemed a little different since he's come back. The way the Patriots do things, of course, is that we do talk to the coordinators as the league mandates, but we do it on conference call, so we don't really see Josh face-to-face. But he does have a different tone, and he does seem a little different in the conference calls that we've had with him this season than, you know, the first time a few years ago when he was coordinator.
Shalice, Nathan Zagura here. Thanks for joining us. What would those differences be, and do you think they're differences that would lend itself to success as a head coach?
You know, I think he just comes across as a little more authoritative. And also, I think he knows now, he just has that experience because obviously as a head coach in the NFL, you're in front of camera, you're in front of media quite a bit during the course of the week. So I think he has that experience. I think, you know, again, he knows how to do it better now, how to come across, and he doesn't sound, by contrast, the Patriots defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, he's completely a Belichick protege, and nothing he says on those conference calls is anything that Bill Belichick either has directly told him to say or wouldn't himself say at some point. So not to say that McDaniels goes off script and those sorts of things, but he, at least you can kind of tell that he has his own thoughts going on in there, I guess.
Would you say that this season, given the injuries and kind of the decimation at the skill positions, has been one of the best coaching jobs Josh McDaniels has been able to do to get as much out of that offense as he has, given really the lack of talent he's had to work with?
Yeah, you know, I think you certainly want to give credit to Josh and the adjustments that they have had to make on the fly. I mean, he was so enamored in particular with Aaron Hernandez. I know for a fact that, you know, he was just drooling at the prospect when he did return to the Patriots. He was drooling at the prospect of all the things that he could do with Aaron Hernandez, all the things he wanted to do with him last season that didn't work out because Hernandez was injured last year. Obviously now a far different situation why Aaron Hernandez is not with the Patriots further. So you don't have Hernandez. You don't have Rob Gronkowski, and you brought in, you know, rookie receivers, and we've seen over the years that rookie receivers, young receivers, veteran receivers, we've seen guy after guy struggle to get this offense. And to bring in three rookies, to bring in Danny Amendola, who did have familiarity with Josh's offense from the year that Josh spent in St. Louis, it's still, you know, there was a lot of moving parts, and there's been a lot of moving parts because guys miss time. You know, Shane Vereen, he's developing into a tremendous third down running back. He missed 8 weeks of the season because of a broken wrist. Amendola has been, you know, he missed time because of a groin injury. He's sort of been hampered with it. It's one of those things that it's not going to go away until after the season when he can get it fixed. And then again, Gronkowski, he wasn't there the first six games, came back for a couple games, and now he's gone again. So clearly you do have to credit Josh. I also think, you know, you have to consider the fact that Tom Brady is the quarterback of this team. So, you know, I think it's hard to divvy up who's responsible, you know, how much responsibility goes to each of those two guys, but, you know, it certainly could have been worse, I think, if there was somebody different at quarterback or somebody different coordinator.
Shalice Manzi-Young, she covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Shalice, the Browns have tried this before with Bill Belichick disciples, right? It didn't work out with Romeo Crennel. It did not work out with Eric Mangini. Why do you think it would work out, if you think it would, with Josh McDaniels? Because the philosophy, all that these guys have represented, basically has come from the Belichick tree, but they've never quite been able to separate and bring their own thing to this table here in Cleveland. What do you think will be different now?
Right, and that's the one thing, Vic, that I think remains to be seen, you know, and that's something that you continue to wonder, is because these guys the ones who have always been part of the Belichick tree basically throughout their NFL careers, they're the ones that we've seen struggle so often. You know, Josh McDaniels, before he left for Denver, his only NFL experience was with Bill Belichick. And, you know, the same with Eric Mangini before he initially left for the Jets. I think it's part of the reason why you've seen Thomas Dimitroff have some success as the GM of the Falcons, and why I think that Bill O'Brien will succeed. They're kind of their own guys. You know, they certainly respect Bill. They learned a great deal from working with Bill in their time together, but they're noted, both of them, for being their own guys. And I think you have to be able to balance that, you know, and you have to understand that Bill Belichick is, in every definition of the word, a very unique individual. And there are certain things that he can do and he can get away with that won't work for everybody. And I think that's what a lot of these younger coaches who have tried to, you know, tried their hand at head coaching, after working with him, they don't quite realize. And Bill can be the way he is, and he also can put five Super Bowl rings on a table. And if you want to argue with him, he can just pull out literally a fist full of diamonds and say, look, I've won five Super Bowl championships. I have the experience. I know what I'm talking about. And these guys don't really have that. And I think they're so enamored with Bill, and they, you know, they see how his way brings such success. But it's not the only way that brings success, and I think it's hard for these guys to figure that out sometimes. And like I said, maybe for Josh, he has learned over the years that, okay, if I take this from Bill, I can keep that, but, you know, this is more me, so I should stick to that. I think in the end, in every relationship, in every job, in everybody's life, you have to be true to who you are. You can't try to be somebody else. It rarely works.
Very true. Last question, Shalice, and thanks so much again for your time. When you look at Josh McDaniels and you look at this Cleveland Browns team with Josh Gordon, a Pro Bowl tight end, and Jordan Cameron, an excellent pass-blocking offensive line, knowing that they have the number four overall pick, the opportunity to select a quarterback, does this seem like a situation to you where Josh McDaniels could come in, put his stamp on this offense, and be successful?
You know, I think definitely there are a lot of good parts there. I think the biggest question mark, and not just with the Browns, but who's going to be the quarterback? You know, will Josh be able to pick a quarterback? I know Mike Lombardi loves Brian Hoyer. Will they go with Hoyer and maybe go in a different direction with their draft picks? So, it's there. I think as an offensive coordinator, Josh is very good. I think obviously there are still question marks, clearly, whether or not he can be an effective head coach. But I think absolutely, you know, he would bring new energy to that offense, and he would have the offense playing well. And I know there's a good defense there. So I think it would be a matter of, you know, could he be assured that there would be stability within the entire organization, which obviously you guys know far better than I do. It's something that's been promised, but we haven't quite seen just yet. And who it would be his quarterback. You know, Josh did work with Brian Hoyer. I'm not, you know, I know they had a pretty good relationship. So, you know, how would that go down and things like that? So it would, I think he would definitely help the offense. But again, the big question mark is he ready for that second head coaching chance? And we've seen people, you know, nobody more prominently than Bill Belichick, that if you take the time and you're honest with yourself and you look at the things you did right and the things you did wrong, and you correct those things and go with what's, you know, your strengths, and we've seen people have success in the NFL that way. So, again, it's interesting, and it remains to be seen. I think that's the big question, and it's probably not helpful to Browns fans, but that is the question, I think.
Shalice, no, very helpful stuff. We really appreciate your time, and all the best in the new year to you and your family.
Thanks. You too, guys.
All right. Shalice Manzi-Young, she covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci, Nate Dogg, the man is with us here on ESPN 850 WKNR.